advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. With us this morning is John Hudson for Americans for Immigration Control, or perhaps Reform. He'll get the exact name for us, but I think it's important for people to understand that our forces within our country that want to destroy this nation through unbridled immigration. They want to change this from a society based upon Christian values, this traditional values of individuals living in freedom, into a multicultural, multilingual society with people who have no idea what freedom's all about, who believe all they have to do is vote for a politician who will give them the most, and that's how they're going to live prosperous and happily ever after, which, of course, is totally fraudulent. Well, Sydney, unbridled illegal immigration is part of the whole globalist movement. They are intentionally and purposely moving our jobs and our factories and our wealth to other nations as part of a program to lower living standards in the United States. The majority of the American people oppose illegal immigration. Congress has voted to build a fence across the southern border, and of course, successive administrations, both Republicans and Democrats, are in on this scam, have simply refused to build a fence. They spent billions of dollars on a virtual fence, an electronic fence that never worked, never was intended to work. But this is all part of this program of changing America. They've consistently opposed efforts to have English as the official language of the United States. So senators have tried to do this going back to 1988, but they do not want English to be the language. They want it to be able to divide. They want to be able to play the black and the Hispanic against the white and the white against the black and the Hispanic. They want to divide and conquer. They hate America. And they're doing a pretty good job. Who are they? Well, they work through the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the CFR. They work through a lot of organizations. They're globalists, and they have a different agenda. The question is why? Well, that's beyond the scope of today's program, but those of you who listen regularly, I'm sure, understand what this is about. Under any circumstances, John Hudson has been on this, on this issue for many years. He has a tremendous grasp of it. He knows what's going on, and he'll bring us the latest information on illegal immigration, which is bringing more people in to take more jobs from the American people, to force wages down and lower our living standards. Good morning, John. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
You pick up the story. What's going on from your perspective? And if you disagree with anything I say, you go right ahead and disagree.
I think you're right on target with everything you're saying. Forces that promote illegal immigration have a number of objectives. One is to build the clout of Hispanics. You have these Hispanic organizations that are basically Hispanic supremacist groups. They call themselves civil rights organizations, but they're nothing of the kind. A civil rights organization would support the rule of law applying equally to all Americans. These organizations work to undermine our immigration law enforcement so they can build up the power of their own groups. One of the most flagrant of these is one called the National Council of La Raza, the race. And it was basically set up by the Ford Foundation to engage in this sort of activity. Then you have Democratic strategists, people in the Democrat Party who see illegal immigrants, once their amnesties, is a strong voting block to keep the Democrats in power. There's a Democrat strategist named Robert Kramer who wrote a book, How Progressives Can Win. Progressive is the word socialists are using to describe themselves these days. And he quite openly says that we need to give amnesty to the illegal aliens so that they will be a powerful block to support the Democrat Party and keep the Democrats in office. Aside from these, you have the globalists who want to break down American sovereignty. Basically, if a country doesn't have an effective border, to a very large extent, it really isn't the country anymore. And that's what they want. They've pushed this idea of a North American Union. That's sort of on the back burner right now, but I'm sure they'll bring it back out again when the time is ripe. So that's basically the lineup of forces promoting illegal immigration.
Well, are we making any progress?
I think we are. A lot of people are really upset about this, and I was very encouraged in 2006 and 2007 when there was just an outpouring of righteous indignation from the American people against amnesty. I mean, they were all set to pass it. You had McCain and Kennedy pushing the bill in the Senate. Seemed like a done deal. Of course, you know, George Bush was all behind it. But the American people just didn't allow it to happen. I talked to one lobbyist in Washington. He said that the phone lines just about melted down during that period of time with all the outrage pouring into the Capitol against amnesty. It's kind of interesting. The other side tries to spin it this way. They say that our righteous indignation against amnesty is hate. You know, they're really obsessed with this word. We learn from psychology that when people obsessively accuse others of something, quite often they're guilty of the very same thing themselves. And so I think these people are expressing their hatred against patriotic Americans by using this term.
Oh, I agree with you. I really think it's they hate America. This is what it's about. And they want to change America. And they want to destroy what exists here and everything good and worthwhile and noble about our country. It's not that certainly we shouldn't be concerned about people in other nations. We should, but you will not help them by destroying this nation. You will not help the Mexican people by destroying their neighbors to the north. What you need to do is get them a fair government. But unfortunately, we've been backing the corrupt government down there, not we, but the invisible government that wants to destroy America has been blocking the corrupt government in Mexico. A few billionaires and a vast number of impoverished people.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. We know that the people here in California where I live oppose illegal immigration. It was some years ago that they passed Prop 187, which has said no more welfare benefits for illegal immigrants. Well, Gray Davis, the governor, allowed a federal judge to take the case, and she, of course, in opposition to the will of the vast majority of the people of California, said this is not constitutional. And then Gray Davis refused to appeal her obviously biased decision to override the views of the majority of the American people. And I'm sure if the proposition, which was carefully written, had been taken to a higher court, it would have been reversed. But eventually, Gray Davis was recalled, and then in comes Arnold Schwarzenegger, a Republican governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he refuses to appeal it as well, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is a globalist. He was picked by the globalists before he was allowed to run for the governorship here, and he's done a terrible, terrible job. Now, I will give him credit for holding the line on taxes, but that's all he's really done. But as far as the illegal immigration, he has encouraged it at every turn. We have a $20 billion deficit in California, and $10 billion of that is to finance illegal immigration. So he can have the current deficit by simply doing what was right, upholding the will of the public on Prop 187. And nobody in California ever talks about Prop 187 anymore. It's almost forgotten. But Cindy, when we talked to John in one of our other programs yesterday, he was telling us about the latest polls of the attitude of the American people towards illegal immigration. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. Rasmussen really recently did a poll on attitudes toward illegal immigration. Let me read some of the findings. It said that 67% of voters now reject illegal immigration, seeing it as a major needless strain on the economy in the middle of a severe recession. 68% also oppose sanctuary cities, while 74% say government isn't doing enough to secure our borders. 68% think that businesses that hire illegal immigrants should be punished. 69% believe that illegal immigrants should be prosecuted. And 56% support an enforcement-only approach that is in favor of granting them amnesty. So definitely the American people, the majority, are on our side on this issue.
And yet, of course, our leaders have their own agenda, and the average individual doesn't understand globalism, this idea of an intense hatred of America as a sovereign nation and this effort to lower our living standards. Do you think the average American realizes that they are lowering our living standards, even if they don't understand the agenda. I mean, certainly with the number of people we have out of work, certainly with the prices going up, perhaps not rapid inflation, but certainly wages are not going up in line with the rising prices. How are we going to get the American people to understand there really are people of great wealth who have a different worldview?
Well, I think a lot of people are beginning to understand. This accounts for the rise of the Tea Party movement. I think the Tea Party people are going to need to educate themselves more. There are individuals who want to take this movement and sabotage it and direct it away from finding out the truth. For example, you have this organization called Freedom Works, headed by Dick Armey, a former Republican congressman. And he's pretty much an open borders advocate. He doesn't want the Tea Party people talking about illegal immigration. You've also got Newt Gingrich, who is pretty much in favor of not doing much about illegal immigration. He makes some noises to that effect now, but when he was a congressman, he didn't do anything at all to help us. One point I want to make clear is that it's not just Democrats who are doing this. There are a number of Republicans who want open borders. They want their business clients to have access to as much cheap labor as possible, and they don't care about the effect on American workers. One who is doing this is Grover Norquist. Norquist is a top Republican, quote, conservative operative, and recently he's been working to try to promote amnesty for illegal immigrants. He's a pretty unsavory character. He has links to radical Muslims, and he was involved with Abramoff, you know, who's now in prison for his shady dealings. So again, we have a bipartisan treason going on in this country, basically.
I agree with you, but I know Grover Norquist has meetings regularly where he invites all the conservatives to his place once a week or every other week and talks about all the issues. He's got a lot of followers there. I think
I know
why I consider him so dangerous. He poses as such a good conservative.
That's right, but the thing is, I want to get the word out, he's not. I mean, the thing is, if you're not in favor of securing the borders of this country and protecting the citizenship of this country, you're not a conservative. You're not even a loyal American, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
I don't mind saying that.
You won't get any disagreement from here. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. You must understand there's a very large picture here. It has to do with free trade. It has to do with globalism. It has to do with a planned program of subsidizing and aiding the corporations that move their manufacturing facilities offshore, their factories offshore, their jobs offshore, and it works hand in glove with the open border policies that actively encourage and reward people who violate our laws and come to this country illegally. And it just doesn't make any logical sense unless you understand that the people are coming in here and joining things like La Raza and LULAC and Maldave and all of these other anti-American, hate-American, or subversive organizations are financed by the Ford Foundation. And why does the Ford Foundation finance La Raza, which is a racist organization? That doesn't make any sense, John.
Well, the Ford Foundation has a very radical left-wing agenda, and anything that will destabilize the country works toward promoting a radical agenda. The radicals have a strategy. It's called Order from Chaos. They want to create as much chaos as possible so that people will grow sick of it, and then they will demand a powerful government to set things in order again. And they want to be the ones who will be in charge of that government. In other words, they create a situation that will bring about what they want in the end.
I'm sure that's absolutely correct, and Chris, behind that are, I personally believe, very, very powerful spiritual forces. And what people do not understand, contrary to everything you've been taught in school, if you're out there listening, is Henry Ford was never a conservative. He was always behind financing Adolf Hitler, financing communism, and this is because he was deeply involved in the occult, and this is why, of course, he was able to accumulate the tremendous fortune he did. This is why he pushed this violently anti-Semitic material through his publications, all to take attention away from the real force that was behind all of these other movements intent upon destroying our nation. So Henry Ford was a very unsavory individual who formed the Ford Foundation, although he almost always has had a favorable press, but then when you own the press, you can rewrite history. The Ford Foundation is no friend of freedom. The Ford Foundation is no friend of freedom. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question, our guest, John Hudson from the is it Americans for Immigration Control or Foundation Reform?
Well, I work for both organizations. Our C4 organization is Americans for Immigration Control. Our C3 organization is American Immigration Control Foundation.
All right, fine. Well, I get a little confused on this, but that's all right. The important thing is that you're back there on the front lines. And how about Congress? Do we have, any shift in Congress? Are the congressmen beginning to understand that you can't have open borders and a sovereign nation?
Right now, there are a lot of Democrats who took traditionally Republican seats, and even though their party wants amnesty, they realize that if they vote for it and for other measures to support illegal immigrants, they might be unemployed after the November election. So that's keeping them under control to some degree. Some people are wondering if we're going to have a major amnesty this year. I think it's still possible, but perhaps not likely now, given that the Obama health care bill has been held up for so long. The original plan was to pass health care quickly and then move to pass an amnesty, but they've bogged down, so they might not be able to do it. They don't want to try to pass an amnesty right before the elections. I mean, that would really, really work against them. So,
well, now, where do we stand with the health care bill? I know that's not your specialty, but you just got some emails this morning that Obama's going to try to pass this thing, just ram it through, and just suspend all the rules that they traditionally have that could have been used to block it.
That's definitely what he wants to do, and I understand that that there's still not any effective provisions against health care for illegal immigrants in what they're trying to put through. This is off my subject, but I don't trust this health care bill at all. I mean, I can't trust a bill that they tried to ram through in the course of about a month or so, and then that was the original game plan, just pass it as quickly as possible before anybody can read it. You know, the bill has something like 2,000 pages. My Bible has 1,300 pages. You know, people spend a whole lifetime studying the Bible. And they still don't figure it out completely, but I mean, we're supposed to believe that they could read this bill and understand it and pass it within a month or two. I don't buy that.
Well, of course, the thing is, and I hope our listeners understand, the reason there is a sense of urgency is because Medicare is bankrupt. And Medicare is bankrupting our nation. Medicare has always been a Ponzi scheme. But just as we're burning Madoff, our Ponzi schemes eventually run out of money. And there's so many people out of work, they're not paying into Medicare, and more money's going out and coming in. And ordinarily then, when the Ponzi scheme goes down, the perpetrators are sent to jail. That's what they did with certainly with Bernie Madoff. That's what they did with Ponzi. But are we going to tell the American people that Social Security and Medicare are Ponzi schemes? Of course not. Why would we be furious with our leaders? And so nobody will tell you that Medicare ran out of money a year and a half ago, and they've got to do something. And the only solution is simply to start getting rid of the elderly because they're too expensive to take care of. That there really are death panels there. They may have them called by different names, but the doctors are supposed to start counseling their patients about just going ahead and dying. And don't be a burden on your family. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll welcome your calls here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, John Hudson, and would you like to get your information out about your organization, how people can get in touch with you, keep abreast of what's going on, and for our listeners, if you'd like to call John and talk to him this morning on the subject of immigration control. Our number is 877 1-877-254-7524. That's 1-877-254-7524. But you go right ahead if you'd like to get out some contact information.
Okay. Our website is www.immigrationcontrol.com. And our phone number is area code 540-468-2023. I'll read that number again. Area code 540-468-2023. My name is John Vinson.
All right, fine. Well, certainly our subject is immigration control, and certainly it would appear that many of our congressmen are simply afraid to go along with voting for amnesty because they know that the majority of the American people do not want this, even though there are tremendous pressures being put on them to betray our nation. Because people of great wealth want a multicultural, multilingual society. So let me just play the devil's advocate. What's wrong with having a multicultural, multilingual society? After all, they have that in many places of Europe, and they have this in other countries. Why shouldn't we want to encourage more foreign languages being taught in our society? Wouldn't that being taught, wouldn't that broaden the horizons of our people?
Well, it goes back to what I was saying about the globalist strategy, order from chaos. When you put many different cultures together and people of different language backgrounds together, you're not going to have harmony. This has never happened in the history of the world. What you're going to have is chaos. There's a Harvard professor named Robert Putnam who did a survey, and he found that in America, the more diversity you have, the less civic involvement you have, and the more hostility you have among groups. And this is interesting because Putnam is one who believes in multiculturalism. He says, well, you know, this has happened up to now, but somehow, some way, it'll work out. I mean, I guess he wants to keep his position at Harvard. That's why he says that. But anyway, you'll have all these squabbling, fighting groups that literally can't understand one another. So what can hold this conglomerate together? Well, the answer is pretty easy, a powerful government. And that's what the globalists want, a powerful government that will suppress our liberties so that we can all live in peace with one another. You see how the strategy works?
And I think they know exactly what they're doing. But where are the outcry from the freedom-loving people? Well, who's on the line? Somebody's calling in.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Mark here in Niwot. And I find that I'm in general agreement with most of the things that you're saying. But I do have a concern, and I'd really like to kind of lay this out and get your guest's reaction to the concern, if possible. And you guys have just spelled out, you asked a question just a second ago, you know, what can you do, what are the things that can hold a society that's been so fragmented together? Another one I would suggest is hatred, and we're certainly going to see that fomented, and a common enemy. Hatred of a common enemy has worked in the past for tyrants. I have no doubt that they will provide America with such a common enemy. And it's probably going to be a number of groups that are all going to be demonized together. Obviously, Christians and people who accept that there is a superior power to theirs are one of those. And you've also mentioned here this morning some of the wolves in sheep's clothing that call themselves conservatives. We could name hundreds of them, I'm sure. Essentially, most everyone on one side of the aisle in Congress, and almost everyone on the other, except for possibly Ron Paul. And yet, when you look at all of those things, here's what concerns me. We are going to see a solution proposed to the evils of immigration, and I am concerned that those of us who see that problem may be stampeded into accepting a solution that is worse than anything. For example, the mark, the chip, the continued crackdowns on the ability of free people to leave the country as well. In other words, you can build a wall, and the wall can keep out the immigrants, but the wall can certainly be just like the one in East Germany that is really intended to oppress the people within the wall. And I think that's the bigger concern I have. So if you would, I'd like to hear the guest address this issue of how do we achieve what we're talking about without falling prey to the obvious move towards chipping and identifying with national IDs and incorporating everybody into a super police state.
All right, a very legitimate question. And did you get the question, John?
I think his concerns are quite valid, and the people on the other side have their strategies, and they're willing to play every angle they possibly can. I think, therefore, it's expedient for us to try to spread the word of what the grand strategy is. As long as people don't understand this, they can fall prey to the trickery that the globalists will try to pull. We've got to point the finger at the globalist and reveal the whole strategy. We've got to talk about this. Now, if you do talk about it, they'll call you all kinds of names. They'll call you a conspiracy theorist and a hater and this, that, and the other. I would just say to people, you've got to have, if you understand this, you've got to have the moral fortitude to go out and try to make your family members and friends aware of this and to spread the word as much as possible. I was talking to one man the other day who's very knowledgeable about the strategy of globalism, and he said that one time he knew a man who spoke to a high-ranking member of one of these foundations, and this foundation member admitted to him that there is one thing that they fear, and that is exposure. You know, if you think about it, there are a whole lot more of us than there are of them, even though they're very wealthy and intelligent, well organized, and if we could get some degree of organization, we could stand against them, but we have to expose them. That's what they're afraid of.
Well, of course, that's what we do 5 hours a day with our little networks that we put together, and I do believe that there is an awakening. It's not as much as I'd like to see, but it's more than I've ever seen before, so I think we have much to be certainly encouraged by. But as far as the effort to say, well, my goodness, you know, we've got to be able to identify the illegals who are here, that's why, of course, we've got to give everybody a chip and an ID card and have increased control, and you can't hire anybody unless, of course, you check their identity and make sure that they're really a citizen. And, of course, the truth of the matter is these things are already in the books. You can't hire anybody today unless they have a Social Security card number. They don't need any additional laws. It is simply a matter of enforcing the laws we already have and building that wall, which they refuse to do, and enforce the laws that they refuse to do. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 877.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared?
Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest John from Americans for Immigration Control, and we still have Mike on the line. Mike, did you have anything else you'd like to say?
Well, yeah, as we went to break, Dr. Stan, you were making an excellent point about the fact that we already have enough laws on the books to enforce literally a total tyranny. And, of course, if that wasn't true, we still have the executive orders and things like the TSA to put naked body scanners in airports and all kinds of other things on a whim that will increase the ability of the police state to control movement and to make sure that the people that they really want to control can't go where they don't want them to go and so forth. So my additional comment, I guess, and concern, and I think, John, you were headed in this direction, is simply that one of the things that we need to expose is not just who is doing it and why, but that we know exactly what it is with respect to things like the chipping and like the IDs and like the scanners in airports and like the checkpoints on the roads. We know exactly what it is that they will try to foist off on people in order to make this agenda happen. And it's just as important that we recognize the proposed solutions before they're offered and reject them up front.
My points are well made. Do you have any comment on that, John?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got to know their strategy and expose it as much as possible. Again, these people are afraid of the light. I mean, they operate in darkness, and we shine the light on them, they can't do what they want to do.
And I think, Mark, what we have to do is expose the big agenda. Free trade, this idea of open borders for manufacturing, go right along with the opening our bodies for immigration, unbridled immigration, all aimed at destroying our nation. And, of course, they will, if you object to it, they say, why, you're a protectionist. And jolly well, I'm a protectionist. I want to protect this country from the subversive forces that are in control. And they'll have another name for it. You're an isolationist. You're absolutely right. I want to isolate these subversive forces that are working in our society and expose them for what they are. Learn how to turn their words against them. Anything else think you want to say, Mike?
I think you've nailed it with that, Dr. Stan. One of the things that, as you were talking about free trade and so forth, that we need to continue to remember is the big lie is always mixed with the truth. That was the way Satan was able to sell it in the very beginning, and it's still true. And so, for example, you cannot have free trade with dishonest weights and measures. It's a complete lie. But people will accept the buzzwords and not look deeper. And part of that, of course, is understanding the principles, and those were all laid out for us in the Bible a long, long time ago. So anyway, with that, I thank you both, and God bless, and keep up the good work.
Thanks so much. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. If you agree, you disagree, why let us know? And certainly, I understand why people from all over the world want to come to America. And I sympathize with that. And many times these are wonderful people who make wonderful citizens. But you do not become a good law-abiding citizen by coming in by first violating our laws. And then, of course, take advantage of our system by going on and getting all the welfare and other benefits. And yet, the wicked people, the globalists who are working at our government, are doing everything they can to encourage people to come to use our benefits, not to pay their fair share of taxes. But they should not be paying taxes because they shouldn't be here. How would you feel about that?
Well, that's absolutely true. One thing I want to pick up on is what you said about the spiritual forces at work. One thing that concerns me is how the globalists are trying to enlist the religious establishments in this country on their side. They are encouraging these people to say that it's our Christian duty to open our borders to the entire world and abolish our nationhood. And this simply goes against the teaching of the Bible. The Bible teaches that God divided the nations for his purposes. And
that is a very, very good point, which I don't think I've heard anybody make before, but I think it's so valid.
That's right. I mean, globalism is not Christian. It harkens back to the Tower of Babel when all the people were one, and this is something that God abhorred according to the Bible. Some religious groups are trying to say that it's our duty to welcome the stranger. They use these passages in the Old Testament, but nowhere in the Old Testament was it commanded that the Israelites let in so many strangers that the strangers would dominate Israel and impose their culture and their values and their religion. Basically, welcoming the stranger meant when someone came into your territory sojourning there that you would treat him with hospitality. That's all it means. But they're trying to say that we should interpret these passages to mean that we should open our borders and let anyone come in here and let them do anything they please, and we have no right to impose any standards on them whatsoever. I was really discouraged that the National Council of Evangelicals endorsed amnesty.
Well, but then what would you expect? I mean, here's where you had this, I remember this, this homosexual, coke-smoking homosexual, Ted Haggard, head of the 30-million-member National Association of Evangelicals. He was exposed. But as I pointed out at the time, he never would have been there. Planted at the other highest levels of that organization were people of a similar subversive nature. Haggard used that position as head of the National Association of Evangelicals to undermine Christianity in the military and elsewhere, and now the people who've replaced him are doing the same thing. That's why I suggest you don't join organizations. I can think of a couple of organizations I really trust, and most organizations will be infiltrated and taken over, and I'm sure John's organization is fine, Gun Owners of America is fine, but most of these organizations out there, you cannot trust. You need to do this on your own with a small group of friends. And we're going to have to take things over not from the top down, but from the bottom up, block by block. I mean, precinct by precinct, city by city, county by county. That's the only way we're going to take America back. The question is, are there enough Americans who value freedom? Our guest, Ben John Hudson, thanks very much. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thanks a lot.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're positioned to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and then, of course, we hope that you'll read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I listen to our talks on the forbidden secret of the financial Armageddon. Watch the three DVDs put out by Chris Pinto. We call them the secret mystery DVDs, but they basically show you the background of the secret societies that fomented and created America, occult architecture of our nation's capital, and the going to the emblem. The occult emblems on the back of the dollar bill. Because since the inception of our nation, there have been two forces. One, the hidden, and that was the occult. The other, the open, the obvious, the Christian. And until you understand that today the occult is in total working control, and they've infiltrated and neutralized the Christian faith, you can't understand anything going on today. We're rapidly moving towards a war with Iran. How soon it's coming, I don't know. It could be within a matter of weeks. It could be a matter of months. It could be a matter of years. I rather think it's going to be a matter of certainly no more than a few months. And the implications of that war are frightening. I think that you can speak openly and freely about it, and warn people to begin making preparations with the understanding when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. And the financial implications, the implications as far as justifying ever more government control over our lives, are the things that nobody is talking about. But the war is coming. It's only a matter of time, and we'll be covering that in our newsletters and certainly in our subsequent talks, and I hope to get Avi Lipkin on. Lipkin, he has the most amazing story. Incidentally, it was a week ago last Tuesday we had him on our program. You will certainly want to go back and listen to that program. There was information there you'll never hear elsewhere. That's a week ago last Tuesday for Avi Lipkin, and I hope to get him on here with you where he can tell his story. Then, of course, we hope that many of you will encourage others to go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the satellite feed 9 hours a day, or in the archive programs, live programs, MP3 programs, archive programs. Understand that we have the access to information, and we need your help to get it out. But indeed, we are involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battle. But behind it all is a spiritual battle. So please, please pray for Radio Liberty, because we're on the front lines of that spiritual battle, and pray for us and me, our provision and for our protection, and then, of course, we hope that you'll be listening on a regular basis, that you'll encourage others to listen. You'll help us begin to educate the American people about the true nature of what's going on, because there really are secret societies, but behind them, powerful spiritual entities. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time?